Hi, this is Kevin Connolly from the hit TV show Entourage. And when I'm in the tri-state area, I listen to EmpireBroadcastingGroup.com.
Empire Broadcasting presents the Professionals Roundtable with Muriel Donnelly, 9 to 2 p.m. Hear what's hot in the professional world. Timely topics to propel your career to the next level. Professionals Roundtable, 9 to 2 p.m. exclusively on Empire Broadcasting.
Good morning and welcome to Empire Broadcasting. I'm your host, Muriel Donnelly, and this morning we have a wonderful returning guest on our show. He is the owner at Commercial Motor Vehicle Consulting from Manhasset, New York. Please welcome back to our show, Chris Brady. Good morning and welcome back to the show, Chris. How are you this morning?
Pretty good. How are you?
Wonderful. Very good. Thank you. Very good indeed. So I want to start off today, Chris. Our discussion today is going to be how the transportation industry is being affected because of the fact that there are so many retail industries closing down because of the internet, etc. So let's talk about that. Can you start off by explaining to myself and our listeners when this started off and what the real effects of it are?
I guess the real effects are just starting to happen because the transportation industry is reacting to what the retailers are doing. And it sounds like, you know, the internet has become such a large portion of sales now that retailers, you know, you've seen Macy's close down stores, others have done the same. So they're kind of restructuring their operations in response to what's going on with e-commerce. And now the transportation companies that serve Macy's and the e-commerce are starting to react to their actions.
So right.
It's really in the beginning stages of probably like a long-term trend. And the retailers, you know, like Macy's and those guys, I mean, they're not going to stand still. They're going to restructure their operations. Probably, you know, 10 years from now, the way you walk into a store and the services provided will probably be a lot different today as they react to e-commerce.
Right. Now, putting that in focus, like when we talk about the big companies like Macy's, etc., they have the money to go around and find a different way of, you know, recuperating that. So they're okay. But what about like smaller companies? And I'm specifically talking about smaller companies within the transportation industry. Is there a chance that, because I mean, I'm just thinking now, you know, you can go online and buy pretty much anything, right? You could.
It's incredible, yeah.
It's like, you know, you can basically buy anything online right now. What's going to happen to the smaller transportation companies when people just go out? I mean, is there a chance that they could all be losing money in the near future and all go out of business because of the fact?
Yeah, what they're doing is so you have the highway companies who, you know, like J.B. Hunt and Warner Enterprise, which haul like a lot of goods into warehouses, and then they'll haul the goods from the warehouses to maybe like a Macy's. So they're kind of reacting now, and they're creating these divisions called Last Mile, and they're trying to get into serving the end user, so going beyond the Macy's retail outlet and doing delivery, either the final delivery to a business or a construction site or to the home. So they're going in, and they normally didn't do that. You know, they were providing on-highway large tractor trailers, and now they're starting to look at doing the final delivery. So what's going to happen there for the truck manufacturer is, you know, he was producing a large on-highway tractor trailer for, you know, J.B. Hunt, and they're still going to be buying that type of equipment, but now that J.B. Hunt's going to go to them and say, you know, we want to buy also now from you smaller trucks because we're going into like local streets and things of that nature to do deliveries. So it's having effect upon, you know, the trucking company, and then it's having effect upon the truck manufacturer because trucking company is diversifying its services, and then it requires different trucks that they normally didn't buy from manufacturers.
Right, and that's the thing, is when it comes to these trucks, we're not talking about pennies here. We're talking, as I learned from you a few weeks ago, these trucks cost a lot of money. So depending, I mean, you know, with a transportation company, I mean, it would cost them a lot of money to swap out their form of transport depending on the new requirements.
Yeah, they're going to go beyond just buying the over-the-road tractor trailers. They're going to start buying smaller trucks for the local delivery. And then you're going to see, you know, you'll probably see, like, people who are in the refrigerated hauling, you know, frozen foods for, like, supermarkets and stuff like that. You know, they might start getting into the home delivery market and going down the street with smaller refrigerated trucks to do home delivery of frozen foods due to e-commerce.
Right. Yeah, it's funny because I still remember I just think America's a funny old country anyway. But the first time I came to the States, and I was living in the city. And because even in England, you know, and most cities in the world, nothing's open 24/7. That's only in Manhattan. And, you know, and I grew up in London, and like, and I've been to many cities, but nowhere's. But I phoned my parents up at 3 o'clock in the morning, and my mum was like, "Is everything okay? Oh my God." And I was like, "Everything's fine, mum, but it's 3 o'clock in the morning, and I just went to a shop called Duane Reade, and I just bought some apple juice." you know? And you know, things are changing. Like, you go, you know, there's the Peapod for Stop and Shop. Then there's the other stuff that they have over in the city, where, you know, Fresh Direct. Everything's being delivered everywhere.
Exactly. So you're gonna see more, you know, more trucks on the local roads, because as you said previously, you went to the supermarket and bought the product, and then you transported it home in your car, and now you're ordering it online, and the truck's delivering it to your home. So there's going to be more trucks on the road, because people are just not providing that, was once providing the transportation themselves. They're ordering it online and having it delivered. And it's going to, you know, you're going to have refrigerated trucks for food, box trucks for just general goods, and God only knows what else, as you order, you know, like hot tubs or something on the internet and have it delivered to your house.
Right. And that's the thing, is like, I mean, it's crazy because we're talking about all these extra trucks that we're going to probably see in the cities, because that's where you don't have a car. you know, unless you have to, you don't have a car in the city, because, A, there's no parking spots available. And so people tend to go and buy things in smaller. But when you buy things like from these Fresh Direct and Peapod places, you tend to buy a lot more, because they deliver it to you. So you can actually buy a whole week's worth of stuff. To me, this is still crazy, because there's going to be a lot of pollution in our cities. If not that there isn't already, but it's going to be much worse.
You know, all the trucks, they might be, you know, as the cities regulate vehicle emissions, you might see more electric vehicles, mm-hmm. Natural gas vehicles. So that all depends. And actually the diesel trucks now are very clean.
Right.
And it's probably only going to improve in the future. So in that sense, I don't know. I don't think it's going to probably get worse. But you're going to see all sorts of different vehicles delivering. And you know, Amazon, they're announcing they're going to, like, same-day delivery.
Yes. It was Amazon Prime. There's Amazon Prime, which I like, because they kind of get you stuff out very quickly, and it's free. So that's always a good thing. but yeah, there's going to be a lot more. But it's funny that you're talking about the other stuff, because I know that back in England, for instance, back in London, if you're in London, there are only certain vehicles that can be go into the center of London. You know, there are certain vehicles that you can't have going into the center of London. And if they do go into the center, they have to pay an extra fee, etc. I'm trying to think, do you think that's going to happen pretty soon over here in the States?
That might happen in the States as they start to regulate traffic flows and things of that nature, that if you go in during the day when there's more dense traffic, that you have to pay maybe for a permit at a higher price. And if you go in at night, maybe your permit be less price. So kind of to push more of the trucks doing delivery at night when there's less vehicles on the road.
Right.
So they're probably thinking that way. And, you know, with the transponders, the Easy Pass and things of that nature, it's kind of, with the technology, easier to regulate those types of plans.
Right. Absolutely. Well, I want to take a very, very quick commercial break right now before we go any further. But for all our listeners out there, just to remind you that our wonderful guest this morning is Chris Brady, and he is the owner at Commercial Motor Vehicle Consulting from Manhasset, New York. Please go visit the website, which is www.cmvinfo.com. Stay tuned. We'll be back shortly.
Are you looking for a career change? Do you need help creating that new resume? Not sure what to put in your LinkedIn profile? The Resume Girl, Julianne Katz, is here to help. Resume Girl prides itself with being relationship focused and a one-stop shop for career development, offering a wide array of services, including resume writing, executive bios, cover letters, and LinkedIn profiles. To see all of our services, check out our website at resumegirl.net. That's www.resumegirl.net. Send us an email to resumegirltx@gmail.com or call us at 866-724-6014. Resume Girl, the career development experts. Feel a little distant, a little disconnected, stressed, and not able to focus? Does this describe your child or teen? Don't wait any longer. Reach out and start feeling connected, self-confident, restore your child, restore your teen, restore yourself. Go to BlossomWholeFamilyTherapy.com or find us on Facebook at Blossom Whole Family. Blossom Whole Family Therapy and Child Psychology Center, cultivating strength and resilience for your whole family.
Empire Broadcasting presents the Professionals Roundtable with Muriel Donnelly, 9 to 2 p.m. Hear what's hot in the professional world. Timely topics to propel your career to the next level. Professionals Roundtable, 9 to 2 p.m. exclusively on Empire Broadcasting.
Good morning and welcome back to Empire Broadcasting. I'm your host, Muriel Donnelly, and our wonderful returning guest today is the owner at Commercial Motor Vehicle Consulting from Manhasset, New York. Please welcome back to the show, Chris Brady. Welcome back, Chris. We're talking today about how e-commerce is affecting the retail industry and how this in turn is basically having an effect on the transportation industry. Because of the e-commerce now, obviously, there are so many more stores that are closing down. And obviously, this means that, as you said, we see more and more trucks. we see more trucks everywhere because everything can be bought and, you know, shipped throughout the country. This is obviously going to be difficult because now this is like when it comes to employment, etc. There's a lot of people in the retail industry who are going to be losing their jobs. Do you think that, between that and also what we were discussing last week when we talked about the self-driving vehicles, do you see an issue in our country over the next few years?
I think just in general, technology, and now we're talking like artificial and intelligence and all that, it's definitely going to have a large impact on the labor market, and it definitely will have a dampening effect in certain industries for sure.
Right, because I mean, I mean, I, this is crazy, but I was watching, because this is what I do, I was watching Charlie and the Chocolate Factory over the weekend. Don't tell anybody, but I was watching Charlie and the Chocolate Factory over the weekend with my my kids, and I'm just listening to our conversation today, and I was thinking over the break that Charlie's dad used to work in the toothpaste factory, and his job was basically just to put the lids, the caps on the toothpaste. But it got to the stage where technology took over, and so Charlie's dad lost his job because there was all these machines there doing it for him. And I feel like that's almost where we are right now, is we're at that stage where you know, technology is really taking over. And even when it comes to vehicles and stuff, you know, what used to be done by man before, it's the majority is all done by machines.
I mean, I think a perfect example of machines replacing humans is just think of the agricultural industry 100 years ago and how many people they needed, and what we can do today with large combines and things of that nature.
Right.
You know, and that's going, and it's, you know, and that's just due to technology and machinery and things of that nature. And now that's occurring, you know, that's been occurring in manufacturing, machinery, and now robots are becoming more popular. But with the artificial intelligence, it's now going into service industries that we didn't see in the past. I was in getting something to eat at LaGuardia, and I didn't deal with a server. I had to order on a on like a tablet, and then the server just brings it out, and then the receipt was just generated by the tablet and everything like that. So, I mean, again, there they are trying to reduce the amount of labor in the restaurant industry.
Right. But you see, now when you're saying that, and I understand that, but there are certain times where you need you can't get away with that because
The service sucked. I was pissed off.
You see, because like, well, what happens, for instance, if you're in LaGuardia? What happens if you're basically a visitor? You speak a different language, you know. What happens then? Because you're looking at things and you're like, what is this? Or you don't, you know.
Exactly, and you know, it's in LaGuardia where everyone's just flying through. To figure out how to use a tablet took me 10 minutes.
Right.
That I could have ordered in 2.5 minutes. And yeah, to me, it was just, I didn't really like it.
Yeah, well,
but that's the way businesses are deploying technology.
Right, and you know what? For some people, it's going to work, but then for some people, it's going to, well, for a lot of people, it's going to be hard, because if you're not up and technically savvy, that's going to be an issue. But I feel like, you know, the next generation, there are going to be so many techie kids, and they're all going to be fighting over basically how to press buttons.
Yeah, I mean, what a lot of people don't realize regarding the Amazon is they're leasing a lot of airplanes, so they're trying to take the UPS and FedEx from flying their products into the U.S. or wherever they're going, and they're almost trying to develop their own transportation business and take out the carriers that serve them. So they're building a huge aircraft fleet, and they're trying to take out UPS and FedEx and whoever else serves them in that portion of their business. And now, you know, Amazon wants to get into same day delivery. Mm-hmm. So now they're gonna have to build warehouses locally, because you can't have a warehouse in Chicago serve a customer in New York in one day. So now they're gonna build warehouses locally, and then there's a company trying to create a Uber for freight, that you kind of sign up your car and then you haul freight for a company. So it's the technology is just changing these industries dramatically, And again, when they do that, they're impacting the labor, you know, the labor market.
Right. And this is it. It's just that everything has an impact. It's almost like it's like a domino effect. One thing just affects the next thing, and then you know, and it's crazy. Now, how will you be affected? I mean, I'm just curious. But how will commercial motor vehicle consulting?
What we're doing is we're analyzing these trends going on in the retail market. You know, what's going on? How is the retailers and the e-commerce changing their services and how they move freight? And then we're working and understanding what the carrier's reaction to this is. And then we work with the manufacturers and say, you know, here's what's going on with your customers. They're adapting to the retailers this way, and this is what the products and trucks they want to buy and in the future are going to be. So we're looking at what's going on at the retail market, but ultimately what we work with is the truck manufacturers and how their customers react to is how the retailers are going to sort this out.
Right. And is there ever going to be a decline in the transportation industry with manufacturing?
I don't think there's going to be a decline in transportation. It's going to continue to grow. I mean, it's growing now more so because of e-commerce. Adding that additional transportation step. What's happening with manufacturing is it will grow, but you might not get the growth of employment because of robots and things of that nature. So you could actually have an increase in output of manufacturing, but employment stay the same or decline due to new technologies and robots.
Right. Yeah. It's I have to say, whenever I think about you know, things like this, like retail and transportation just scares me. Honestly, all forms of transportation just scares me, because I mean, seriously, I feel like it's such a big industry. There are so many different things happening. There are so many, I mean, good things, positive things as well, you know, but that's half the problem. Is like, you know, I think that there is so much time and money and effort being put into the transportation industry to make things safer, etc. But what happens now is that the more safer you make something, the easier it is to be used by idiots. And that scares me. You know,
I feel like you're a big walker.
Yes, you know, it's you're like, oh my god, yeah. Now anyone can, you know, get behind a vehicle potentially and use it, and you know, like we talk about so many different things, and like even like with when we're talking about the airplanes and stuff like that, it really is such a big industry. And I was actually doing some research, and I found out that it's like probably one in the top five industries in the world is transportation. It's like so big, and it's literally going faster every year. Now, does this mean that overall there's going to be more jobs in certain parts of the transportation industry?
Yeah, I mean, right now I don't see. You know, as we talked, I don't see drivers being replaced.
Right.
So, with the growth of more home deliveries and that, there'll be definitely more drivers, a demand for drivers on the road. But you know, as you said, with the technology, they're almost dumbing down the driver. So you know, with all these like sensors and radars on the vehicle to improve safety, you know, they kind of dumb down the skills for drivers.
Yes, they have. Oh yes, they have, and oh yes, I've seen it.
But not with the New York City taxi drivers.
No, God, no, please. Well, listen, thank you for being with us this morning, Chris. Unfortunately, we've come to the end of our show, but for all our listeners out there, just to remind you that Our wonderful guest this morning is Chris Brady, and he's the owner at Commercial Motor Vehicle Consulting from Manhasset, New York. Please go visit his website, which is www.cmvinfo.com. You can also email them at cmvc1@verizon.net or give them a call. The phone number is 516-869-5954. Again, thank you so much for being with us this morning, Chris. It's been an absolute pleasure as always.
Thanks a lot. Have a good day.
You too.
Empire Broadcasting presents the Professionals Roundtable with Muriel Donnelly, 9 to 2 p.m. Hear what's hot in the professional world. Timely topics to propel your career to the next level. Professionals Roundtable, 9 to 2 p.m. exclusively on Empire Broadcasting.
When I was little, I didn't talk for a long time. I liked things to always be the same. Anything new or different would scare and upset me. I was very sensitive to lights and sounds. It was almost like I had bigger eyes and ears than everyone else. So I built secret hiding places where nothing could get in. I didn't like looking people in the eye. It made me feel uncomfortable. I'd throw big tantrums over little things, like when my socks didn't match. Sometimes I'd do the same things over and over. Until one day, I found out I had autism. My family got me help. Slowly, I learned how to live with it better.
You can see signs of autism in children as young as 18 months. Early intervention can make a lifetime of difference. Learn the signs at autismspeaks.org/signs. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.